Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Adam. What road trip stories might you have on your mind?
Good morning. Road trip story on my mind. Good morning. Well, the last road trip I had was 2 years ago, or just over 2 years ago now, which was around the United States. And I just love the fact that there's a point at which you drive, as we did, through Death Valley. And we went past about five gas stations that said, last petrol, before yes. Death Valley. We thought, well, how many more last ones are there before we actually get to the last one? And lo and behold, there is a last one, and then you wish you'd filled up. Because we didn't break down, but we were watching the light very carefully, shall we say, as we went. It's about, 300 Ks through to the other side, and yes. then finally you see another gas station. So there was that moment, thinking, 110 degrees Fahrenheit, now's not the time to break down.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Okay, so let's get to the stories. The Pope has a migrant plea. What is his plea for migrants?
Yes, the Pope denouncing what he called narrow self-interest and nationalism over the way that Europe is treating migrants, asylum seekers, refugees, etc. He actually had paid a visit to the Greek island of Lesbos, which was much in the news, wasn't it? 2-3 years ago in particular. Pope Francis called the neglect of migrants the shipwreck of civilization, which is a very catchy phrase. But what does it mean, I suppose? I think what he's looking at is that the fact is we have flashpoints. And it's not about people trying to move from one country to another or one continent to another. It's about how they're dealt with and the problems that happen in camps and when the police get involved and in the barbed wire fences, etc. So multiple deaths have happened just in the past few months off Greece and off Italy, in the English Channel, in and around Turkey, at the Poland-Belarus border. And he's tapping into that. And in the words of the Pope, history teaches us that narrow self-interest and nationalism lead to disastrous consequences. So what he's saying is, come on, Europe, get your act together. Be nice. I mean, it's almost that, isn't it? Play fair at Christmas.
Be nice. Sorry, it's the worst political message I've ever heard.
Down.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, anyways, and then lost gems in the Alps. What's happening over there?
Wow, yeah, there's always that thing, isn't there? Why do climbers climb a mountain? Because it's there. Or because you might just make a fortune. This is a guy, he's chosen to remain anonymous, by the way, and
smart.
I can understand why. A climber was scaling Mont Blanc in the French Alps, and he stumbled upon a treasure trove of emeralds, rubies, and sapphires. I think they were in a bag inside another bag. And he, he did the right thing. He handed them in to police. 8 years on, he has now been given half the gems. The other half goes to the French state. Total value about $300,000, give or take.
Okay.
It's believed these gems came from a passenger on an Indian plane that had crashed into the Alps about 60 years ago. No sign of the plane crash, no sign of anything else, apart from this little tiny hoard of stuff he found, including the gems. So apparently efforts to locate the family of the guy who died on the plane were unsuccessful. You wonder how hard they tried.
If
we don't find them, anyway, half the gems to him, half to the French state, and honesty pays.
He's doing the right thing eight years ago.
Well, there is that.
Should it not just go to charity
or something?
Yeah. It's not like it was necessarily earned in France. Like, how dare you? Like, that is so... It's so French of them. Anyways.
The Pope might have it as so European.
Yeah, fair enough. A chance to be home alone? What's happening here?
I know. Oh, my God. Pull the face now. You know, the one where it's a... Kevin, what do you do in my room? And the big wide open thing. Anyway, here we go. The Home Alone house from the famous film in 1990 is available to rent for one night only, and it'll only cost you $25. It's a bit of a publicity gimmick thing, but what the hell? Four people are entitled to rent this house, $25. the real home to the fictional McAllister family, mm-hmm. which is an enormous thing, you may remember.
It's huge. It makes no sense in capitalism. No family of five could afford that today. But anyway.
Well, there is that. On the outskirts of Chicago. So, of course, there's a catch. I mean, you get stuff with it, with the house. Apparently, Devin Rattray, who played Buzz in the original movie, he is doing the hosting. He's talking about how he will provide booby traps in aftershave, a mirror to scream into, some junk food, please don't let the tarantula out, that sort of stuff. But the catch is, you have to be able to get to Chicago for the 12th of December, which is kind of looming. And you have to enter the draw, or the bid, if you like, by tomorrow. So if you win, though, you get a night in the McAllister house just outside of Chicago for $25. That's got to be... Do you know what? We're not going to win, Rafael, are we? How about we organize ourselves? Let's make ourselves the Wet Bandits. We could be Harry and Marv and try to break in.
We could. I was about to ask, who gets the iron on the face? That's really what you want to know.
Okay. Well, all of it. The burnt hand, the stringing thing.
I mean,
yeah,
awful.
Absolutely.
All right, Adam, until we are home alone together, au revoir. Ciao, Adam.